Happy Friday, everyone. So here I am again in the office in the middle of the workday. Unfortunately, this time I won't get to go home and enjoy listening to other audios on the train. It's 3 p.m., and so I'm unfortunately going to have to do more work. And I'm going to need to be quieter today. I realized last time that things did get a bit out of hand. I don't know, I was walking past the neighboring office earlier and I was just kind of looking in thinking, do they know? Would they know? I don't want that to be the case. So a little bit quieter. I had a few of you message me and give me some feedback, so thank you very much for that. I will try and include some more of the visual descriptions of my office and me and what I'm doing and try and elaborate a little bit more. But those of you who said I should be wearing stilettos, stockings, or suspenders to work, that is 100% not happening. So you are going to get what you get, which is what I'm actually wearing to work. I do love to wear stockings and suspenders if I'm going for a fancy dinner. And I will definitely enjoy wearing high heels to an event. Or obviously in the bedroom is perfectly acceptable. I do have several pairs who have never seen the light of day. But for work, no. So what I am wearing today, which I really like, I enjoy being kind of cute and casual and surprising people. So I have some espadrilles on my feet that I bought when I was on vacation in Barcelona, because just like every other tourist there, simping over Dali and wanting to look just like him. But I like the fact that they have, you know, this ribbon that ties around my ankles, so it kind of gives that little ballet vibe, or kind of maybe a little bit submissive, and I enjoy how that gives me license to kind of fuck with people then when I want to be dominant or cruel, because I look so sweet and innocent. So that is what I'm wearing today. I also love, and I haven't done this, but I love the idea of using that ribbon to tie somebody's hands together and then throw the shoes over the door frame, over the door, and then close the door so that they're trapped there. I know it's probably not the safest way to restrain people, so anybody who is big on safety, please don't chastise me for this. It is a fantasy at the moment. Although I think I maybe in my younger days did it with some sneakers to some people. But anyway, I'm a grown-up now, and I do take people's welfare seriously. This is very rambly today. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, I had a very busy morning, fueled by far too much coffee, I'm realizing. Did you come for this? Probably not. Hopefully you will come for the rest. I did listen to a few very fun audios this morning on the train. One being from a very, very good boy who allowed his mistress to do all manner of devilish things to him on a night out. And it got me thinking about how when I used to live back in the UK, I really enjoyed people in a DS scenario referring to me as mom. But then I moved to the US and everybody just goes around calling women ma'am or miss. And at first I was in New Orleans, not New York, and God, that, you know, the southern drawl combined with a yes ma'am was just it just took me out. Like, it must have been months where I was just kind of wet pretty much all the time. I mean, humidity there aside, it was definitely humid in my pants too. Everybody just mamming me everywhere. It was nice. And I must admit, now I have become a bit socialized to it, and it doesn't have the impact that it did. So, but hearing the way this delightful young man was saying ma'am, yes ma'am, it did remind me that there's still a lot of pleasure to be had in hearing that in the right context. So thank you very much. Maybe I should be name dropping you. I don't know. Maybe I should be crediting you as muse for this story. I'm not sure. But yeah, I very, very much wanted to just stick my hand right down my skirt in on the train. But obviously I didn't, because I am a good girl. But I saved it up. I endured several hours of meetings and difficult braining things, knowing that by this afternoon I had cleared my schedule enough to be able to spend some time with you all. So, learning my lesson from last week, I am going to get down on the floor. We still have scaffolding, so I have a blanket in my office, so I'm gonna cover myself with this blanket, because I have a skirt on today, a big flowing skirt. It's gone from being 55 degrees to like 85 degrees in the space of a week here. So please join me on the floor. I am kind of just going to try and describe what I am seeing and feeling as best as I can. I have flowers delivered to my office twice a week. I adore flowers, cut flowers, wild flowers. If ever anybody wants to take me out on a date, I always appreciate little gifts, and nothing, it doesn't need to be anything, you know, big, expensive. It can be free. You just kind of pick some weeds from the sidewalk that look pretty and give them to me, and I'll just melt. So I have these sort of deep orangey red lilies here today. They had peonies last week and they smell amazing, and I'm not as keen on the smell of these lilies, but they look really pretty. They're kind of like a crimson or blood orange kind of color. And I have lost my train of thought already. All I need to do is slip one little finger inside and I lose the ability to speak, which is not the best plan with a ramble fap. Thank you, everyone, for your patience with me. I have untied my shoes and I am laying down on the floor in a sort of butterfly pose. I was taught by a wonderful Kundalini yoga teacher to touch my big toes together in this position and try and relax my hips and my thighs more during self-pleasure in order to extend my orgasms, so to make them a little less intense, and to really get the most out of them so that they can really ripple through my whole body and I can use them to alchemize everything in my world that is stressing me out. So right now I am definitely feeling de-stressed already. I'm thinking about if I were to tie the ribbons of these shoes around somebody's wrists and pin them to the door and start marking their body with my lip gloss. I listened in the story this morning to the description of the dominant woman wearing like a deep red lipstick, which again I don't tend to do for work because I don't want to be too sexy. I'm already not very good at hiding how sexual how just ridiculously depraved I guess I am, so deep red lipstick would probably just take everybody at work over the edge, I think. So I have a kind of corally light-ish translucent gloss on my lips, but I really do love the shiny pinky kind of marks that leaves on the body when you kiss down it. I love sucking on nipples and cock and fingers and just leaving like a shiny pink sticky mark there. And maybe I should move my phone a little bit further down so that you can hear what is really going on. I don't know how much it picks up, but my ring finger and my index finger are massaging my clit, and I'm just alternating between that and pushing those two fingers in just a few centimeters in to my cunt and then back up to my clit. That's kind of what I'm feeling like doing today. And picturing this body that's pinned to my door, their back kind of digging into this huge deadbolt that I have on the door, and making them slightly uncomfortable, but the things that I'm doing to them are so delicious that any discomfort or pain is pretty far from their mind. And I would tease them, enjoy their hardness or their wetness. And they're squirming and they're pleading. And enjoy edging them, making them beg, giving them almost what they want. And then making them watch me, seeing their hands just move and tense as I touch my breasts, knowing how much they would want to be touching them, but couldn't because they were trapped. And watching me plunge my fingers in to myself, knowing how much they would want to be in there, warm and wet and tight. Oh, fuck. And just regularly taking little breaks just to make sure they were as sensitized as I was. Just run my nails down their flanks. It's a little bit too hard to be ticklish, but not so hard that they made a sound in my office, because again, I don't want to be upsetting my neighbors. Oh fuck, I feel like I might though. God, I really might. Oh fuck. And I may put my mouth on them. They may turn around and bend over and allow them to just touch against my clit and just keep it there, just right there touching, but not being allowed to go in or rub against me enough to get off. That I would be just so close to them that they could feel my orgasm building, feel my wetness just dripping onto them, but still not being allowed to do anything about it. Just like I am now. Get more and more wet. Okay, I don't care how important that is. Oh God, fuck me, fuck my life. Oh, okay. Oh, where was it? Oh, fuck yeah, where was I? Oh man, my fingers. They're really deep inside me now. I really am just fucking shoving them in because I'm fucking angry at being interrupted when I am about to come. Not as long as I wanted it to be. Fucking orgasm. But I'm just gonna angry come right now, I think. No more toe touching, no more soft wavy, just fucking release. You're there, you're right, so close to me. But I'm not letting you in either, so you can fuck off. You just have to watch and get what you get. Get the drips. And my sounds, and my moans. I want it so bad, just like I want it so bad, but can't have it. Oh God. Oh God. Fuck. Okay, I'm coming. Oh fuck. Fucking peace. All right, everyone, I gotta get back to work. Thank you so much for joining me, and happy Friday.